105 FM Extra Loud Mornings. That's Karen Harding with Stay. That was the Kyle Watson remix, 14 minutes after 8. And we are chatting to the CEO of the National Arts Festival, Monica Newton, because we need to innovate during this time of COVID-19. Monica, thank you so much for joining us on 5 FM Extra Loud Mornings.
Thank you so much for having a festival with you.
So the festival is going down in the best way possible, digitally, as what a lot of people have been sort of innovating and adapting to, 25 June to the 5th of July. How exactly are we going to consume art online?
Well, the most amazing thing about taking the festival online is that our 11 Days of Amazing will now be 11 Days of Amazing everywhere. Mm. So using our website, nationalartsfestival.co.za, that will be the core portal through which one will be able to access video content, webinars, podcasts, performances, poetry readings, all of that kind of thing that's usually part of the festival. As best as possible, we'll be packaging it into sort of daily schedules that can then be bought on a subscription basis for the full duration of our 11 Days of Amazing.
That's fantastic. So would you get access to a full day or just to each exhibition? How would that work?
There will be some on-demand content, but the primary content will be access to a full day. So you'll pay your subscription for day one and you'll have 4 to 6 hours of content that will then be delivered to you in a variety of different formats. So there's still a bit of stuff that we're figuring out. We've got 8 weeks to go, but we started planning this festival about 6 weeks ago. So we've still got some little glitches and technical issues to sort out, and we've been having sort of a talk-to-the-team session, also to engage with artists and, of course, media and stakeholders from the community. And as we're going, we're learning a lot, and folks are making inputs, which is also really useful. And artists have got until the 30th of April to submit works in progress on the 15th of May. To submit completed works, but we do encourage everybody to get the information in using our ideas form on the website as soon as they can.
All right, so you said artworks in progress, 30th of April they have to submit, and if they have completed, what was the date for that?
15 May.
15th of May. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So nationalartsfestival.co.za is the main portal to go. And what sort of price is it? Is it the same price every single day for the hours
pretty,
of content?
Pretty much. We're looking at a series of packages. And we're doing a lot of research on price points at the moment.
Okay.
And we want to reassure our audiences that it will be affordable because that's part of our mandate. We're a non-profit company and we're all about arts access as well as valuing the arts. So it will definitely be an affordable package that we offer audiences, 25 June to 5 July.
And what is great about it, I mean, obviously people would have to fly down and normally drive down and then it's accommodation and all that. So they wouldn't have to worry about those expenses. And besides that, it's now open to an international audience, right?
Absolutely. So we're very excited to see who joins us and from where. And we're going to be working with partners and hopefully others across the world to make sure that we get the message out as far as possible so that, yeah, the festival is in solidarity with everybody in lockdown and that we can be with you guys through these weird and difficult times.
Yeah. No, it's a fabulous idea, and well done for being innovative and not just cancelling the whole thing, just being like, listen, we'll do a double whammy next year or whatever, because we actually don't know what's going to happen next year, in all honesty.
Indeed, very, very uncertain times. But yeah, we're really looking forward to learning, to trying out new things, and hopefully, as you say, bringing some new audiences on board, which would be amazing.
Beautiful. That's Monica Newton, the National Arts Festival CEO. If you're looking for details, you can go to nationalartsfestival.co.za. It is happening from the 25th of June till the 5th of July. Innovating and making the best with the situation at hand. Monica, thank you so much for your time. Have a lovely rest of your weekend.
Thank you, and you too, and to your listeners.